This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Someone asked on the Vancouver Ford text line. That's how you reach us here. Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further. Vancouver Ford, they treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Do you guys say drops in your head when you're not on the air? The answer is yes, the time.
Yeah. The best is the Willamette and, like, go to that lake. I mean, that stuff, Deschutes. But, like, the Caitlin Clark is white. Yeah, that pops into my head.
Dude, I say that all the time. I say drops to try to see if I can tell if people, like, listen to the show.
Yeah.
I will talk to them in drops. If they don't pick up on anything, then I'm like, oh, cool, not a listener. They know nothing.
Yeah. But Caitlin Clark has started, like, a race war with, like, journalists and, like, the WNBA. The rest of the WNBA hates Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark is white.
And anytime I hear a WNBA story, I think about that. Like, recently, who was it, like, a USA, was it Christine Brennan? That is, like, in hot water, apparently, because she was asking a question about the WNBA and Caitlin Clark, and they got all pissy about it. And now the players' union released a statement about it, and now people are upset because someone pointed out that Caitlin Clark's last playoff game where they lost got, like, 2.3 million people that tuned in. And, like, the Liberty who are rolling right now, they're getting less than a million. And now everyone's upset because no one's watching the Liberty play. I'd love how the rest of the league is doing everything they can to piss all over, like, the best thing they've had in 30
years.
It's
so odd.
I've never seen anything like there. That is a league. And I, like, all for women's sports. Dude, get what you can get. I mean, it's great to see that you're finally getting some acknowledgement, but, like, you have never made dollar one in that league. That league has lost hundreds of millions of dollars, has never turned a profit once, not even close. And you get a transcendent star. Like, someone,
and you don't lean in.
That's someone so that everyone cares about, that all she has to do is show up, and she sells out. She sells out arenas. They have to move games that she plays in to NBA arenas because the demand is so high. Every game she's in breaks records. And yet the WNBA is determined to not give a crap about her and be like, we don't need her. Yes, you do. You do. When her first round playoff exit more than doubles any other game that's going to happen in your playoffs, you might want to lean into the Caitlin Clark thing, and yet they refuse to do it. All they do is complain about how everyone cares about Caitlin Clark. It's amazing.
You know, next to the launch of the Asace brand this year, one of the single greatest things to happen to this program is Asace. Your big, hot WNBA passions.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Like, I sit over here like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't follow it. I don't care about it.
I was like, what?
But you are so passionate about it. I love it. I love that. That's a that's what we need.
I got thorny, and now all of a sudden I'm ready to get rose buddy, whatever the I'm trying to care. I want to care.
I think you're there.
About your sport.
I think you are there. It's not fake.
But here's the problem.
People think he's faking this. He gets jacked up about this stuff.
Every time.
And I couldn't care any less.
Every time I read a story about the WNBA players or their league and their reaction to this newfound success, it makes me not want to watch your sport. You're actively taking someone that couldn't have given two S's about your sport his entire life. And I'm trying to lean in, and you're making it really hard for me because you're so dumb and refuse to acknowledge that you've got a golden goose. That's like if Major League Baseball was, you know, that Ohtani guy. He's Japanese. I don't know if you guys know this about him, but he doesn't speak very good English.
Won't that upset all the Latino players?
Yeah, like I think the Latino players are upset. Miki Cabrera is upset that his Triple Crown wasn't acknowledged. Therefore, let's not talk about Shohei Ohtani. Like, what? This LeBron James guy, I don't like all the attention he's getting.
It seems unfair to Jordan. I just don't know if we can do that.
It's just, it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
The next question is, how long will you go on about this? That's the next question.
I can keep going.
I mean, you know, you certainly can.
I'll stop so that you can pay attention again.
The era has become lives rent-free in my head.
The era has become.
Here's a guy who says he drops on his wife, what is Colorado Rockies?
Yeah, that's a good
and
one.
She never has any idea what I'm talking about.
That's a great one.
What is Colorado Rockies?
I do throw out the BTJs all the time. And yeah.
She doesn't like that?
No, she just is like,
does she know about the BTJ thing?
Yeah. She just shakes her head now and is like, really? Because people like, if we're out at a restaurant or we're out at a game, people will come up to her and be like, oh my God, is that BTJ? I'm like, nah, it's just some Asian lady that I found wandering around.
Yeah. Of course it's BTJ.
Yeah. Like, if you see me out and about and there's a Japanese woman with me, chances are that's the BTJ, or is it? And she just shakes her head and like, I don't think she like necessarily minds it, but at the same time, I think in her head, she just thinks, you moron. Like, really?
Why doesn't she like being a fine character on a decent radio program?
She claims that all I do is make her seem crazy. So,
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, people interpret things in very strange ways, particularly when it comes to their name on the radio.
Yes.
That's
why I tell people don't listen.
Yeah, totally.
No.
We just don't want anyone to listen, really. The show's just for us.
If you have a personal relationship with us, chances are you're not going to like what's coming out of our mouths.
I can't even remember what it was, but my wife had family coming in from out of town, and they like picked them up from the airport, and they're like, it's Ryan's at work? Like, can we listen to his radio show? And they turned on the Club Hour, and I think we were talking about like sex robots or something like
yes!
that. And like, I can't remember what it was.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Because it didn't come up for like 2 days, and they're about to leave, and they're like, so we heard you on the radio. I'm like, oh, well, when were you guys listening? Thursday around 6:05. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, it gets that way.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it happens.
That's right, bitch. It does get that way.
Take your
what do you think?
Shove it up your
shove up your little kid ass. Hey, go back to where they can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. How about that? Go back and listen to that boring ass sports talk over
shove
there.
Shove that
straight up
that.
Your little kid ass. Anyway, we got to nothing.
No.
Bottom line, their ass.
We got to Caitlin Clogg's wife.
Well, the new drop that's sticking with me, of course, is the they're eating the pets. My kid got bit at school yesterday, and
what?
The first thing I thought of was they're eating the kids.
They're eating the kids by another kid?
Yeah, they had a fight over a toy.
Ooh, where did he get bit?
On his finger.
Oh no! Did he draw blood?
No.
Did he respond, or did he just?
No, he ran and told the teacher he got bit on the finger.
So you're raising a snitch.
Yeah.
Come on!
Well, he's like the little Aqib Talib of toys. He just snatches whatever he wants, like ripping off the chain off of Michael Crabtree. Like, he thinks that every toy is his, and so if someone else has it, he just takes it and he says, 5 minutes, my turn.
Well, anyway,
I think we're getting a glimpse into the Buckley parenting strategy here. Raising a selfish kid that likes to snitch. All right.
Well, my.
Cool. Starts with, what was it, speed pillows and ends with your kids snitching.
That whiny bitch.
We're getting loose.
Yeah, we are. All right, can we refocus for the love of God?
I blame you.
How did this even start?
Well, your stupid WNBA takes. They're so passionate. It's cute. And I sit over here, and then I lose interest and focus.
Sweat.
Maybe you need a new co-host. Can't when the WNBA gets here, maybe they should just replace.
Wait till the Portland Rosebuds are playing.
Wait till you guys are doing the pre and post game.
Let's go.
God, most passionate WNBA post game of all time.
Of all time.
P1 Dwayne says that he often repeats the "you have a responsibility to be more responsible."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, somebody called it primetime drop Tourette's. I've had it for years. That's a good way to.
Yeah.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
They just come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love when I'm out and about and I hear someone refer to it as the Willamette.
That right in the butt.
That warms my cockles.
That means you listen.
That means you listen.
And the funny one is when you say that and then they're like, you know, it's Willamette, right?
Like, no.
It's like, oh, you don't get it.
Thank you for.
You listen to Lars, don't you?
Thank you for telling me that.
The
Daily Dead Fish Rapper.
All right. I've got Super League talk, it's going to blow your mind.
I want some Super League talk.
And I'm going to be passionate about it. I'm about as 50% as passionate as Suk is about the stupid WNBA.
Are you out of your mind?
Which I'm sure
Carson Beck is white.
It's great league and everything. I just don't care. Okay. Can we get to Buck? For God's sakes. Here he is. He has sports.
Caitlin Clark is white.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.